forward. When I was drafted by the Philadelphia 76ers in 1984, I found myself a place to live. It wasn't far from Villanova. In that era, we were a group of young men fresh out of college who loved basketball. I played with and became friends with the guys who won the national championship in 1985. Ed Pinckney, Dwayne McClain, Harold Presley, and all the rest. I got to know the coaches too. We spent a lot of time with one another in the summer months playing ball and then having fun hanging out at our favorite spots, Alligators and the Yorkshire. One of the young coaches I met was Jay. I honestly don't remember if Jay had the style then that you see now. I just remember a good young guy who loved basketball. We spent a lot of time together, and as it turned out, we both left Philadelphia in 1992. I was traded from the Sixers to Phoenix, and Jay left for the University of Nevada, Las Vegas with Rolly Massimino. In this business, though, you always keep tabs on your friends. So I kept track of Jay's career. I followed him during his time at UNLV, 1992 to 1994, and when he got the head coaching job at Hofstra, 1994 to 2001. The thing I liked most about Jay was that he went away and made a name for himself on his own. A lot of assistant coaches move up to the top spot. They may not even deserve it. But Jay went away and made his own name, getting to the NCAA tournament twice at Hofstra. He wasn't just handed the Villanova job in 2001. He earned the job. I would have loved to have played for Jay Wright, and I'm going to tell you why. The guy has not changed in 30 years. That same guy I hung out with at Alligators is the same guy I went to dinner with recently. Even with the success he has had, culminating in a national championship, he's the exact same guy. The best way I can describe Jay is that he is successful in life, not just as a basketball coach. For a lot of players, their success in life is dictated by how great they are at basketball. For a lot of coaches, it's measured by how many games they win. To me, you don't define Jay that way. Understanding the responsibility of Villanova is, in my mind, Jay's greatest leadership quality. If you go to Villanova, you aren't going to a place where basketball is the most important thing. You are going there for an education. Jay is a great caretaker of the Villanova culture. I know that for a fact. My daughter is a Villanova graduate, and Jay is the reason she went there. Before she attended Villanova, I didn't really appreciate the full significance of the place. The quality education she received and the family atmosphere made it special for her. Hardly anyone picked Villanova to win the national championship in 2016. It was incredible that they won, and even more incredible how they won. A lot of you may have seen my celebration dance on our TNT set when Chris Jenkins' shot sealed that game at the buzzer. Here's why I was so excited. It's a terrible thing when people tell you that you haven't won the big one. I'm on that list of people who didn't win a championship. It's something you have to live with. I tell people all the time that I root for the guys who haven't won the big one. When that shot dropped, I was thrilled for Jay. He was off the list. But to me, Jay has always been about a lot more than any list. He's a great leader. As you listen to this book, I think you'll see why. Charles Barkley, November 2016.
Introduction. Game on. This is Coach Wright. As we gathered into our huddle, the sound of nearly 75,000 fans shook every seat in Houston's massive NRG Stadium. The NCAA championship game, tied at 74, with 4.7 seconds left on the clock. It was difficult to hear anything over the roar, but I had absolute confidence in our team. Within our basketball family at Villanova,